Half a bottle of wine by 3 in the afternoon on an empty stomach is not one of my better ideas. All I want to do is sleep and have to be at Helena's for 5 for tea. They eat really early because of little Adam. What on earth will he think of a half-cooked grandma? Coffee. I need coffee. There would be no mention of Robert's news to Helena either. That would only worry her. I'll get a job before I tell her. Then there'll be no need to worry at all, will there? 1 cup of coffee down, another to go. Already I'm feeling more positive. If I get my old job back, a long shot, but you never know, there would be lots of people to take snippets from for future characters in my novels. Working full-time wouldn't be bad at all, in fact. Was that my phone? I find it under a cushion and thumb the screen. I don't recognise the number. Hello?
Sam, it's Dan. How are you doing?
I sit on the arm of the sofa. What the hell does he want? So much for thinking that they wouldn't get in contact again. Good, but then it's only been a few days or so since I saw you.
And with any luck, we'll see you again next week.
You will?
Yes. I said that we hoped to get a holiday cottage down your neck of the woods at the reunion, remember?
I did.
The money's come through from Penny's parents' sale, and so we're going to come down and house hunt.
No. Bloody hell, that's all I need. Oh, right. That will be lovely.
Jeez, don't sound too enthusiastic.
I am. Just not feeling too well. Touch of the flu, I think.
Oh, poor love. Hope you're well by next Wednesday. I'll give you a bell when we're down and we'll meet up. Or we could pop over to yours.
I force a smile into my voice. Great, yeah. I press the end call button and slump backwards onto the sofa. The positive feeling has drained into the coffee dregs. Why wasn't I more assertive with him? I should have just said I was busy or told the truth. The truth is that I don't want to see them. They are my past, and I only went up north to put that to bed and show them I'm not the girl they dumped on back then. Right now, however, the confident writer, the woman in control I'd been last week, has gone. My world has fallen apart. Again. The 16-year-old girl I thought I'd left behind is right here and sitting on the sofa.